Welcome to Beyond Our Walls, a podcast from Fellowship Bible Church dedicated to helping you engage your world as you help others follow Jesus. Join us as we hear inspiring stories of gospel transformation from our partners and missionaries. Here's your host, Jeff Geip.
Today, we're privileged to be joined by David Fike, Fellowship's country champion, and Peter and Dennis Lum, our global partners in the beautiful country of Russia. Without further ado, here's my conversation with David, Peter, and Dennis Lum. Welcome, everyone. Today, we are actually in the city of Tbilisi, Georgia, and we are so blessed to be with our country champion, David Fike, and our global partners, Dennis Lum and Peter, from the great country of Russia.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Greetings to you all. We are so glad to be here.
Yeah.
To be in Tbilisi. And also to greet you all, brothers and sisters in fellowship.
That's right.
Thank you, Jeff. Thank you, David.
So today, I'd like to start with David. David is our country champion. And David, you've been coming to Russia for many, many years.
Since 2002, my first trip.
Wow. And so what was it that drew you here the very first time?
Well, I had a good friend who was working with an unreached people group down in Dagestan. And I wanted to go with him for a long time. And he and another one of his friends here organized a trip for me to come over and do some, like a dental trip. And so I was in Armavir for 4 days, and then I came down to Karachias for 4 or 5 days. That's where it started.
And so all these years, you've been organizing trips and teams and bringing them over to help the work here with Dennis Lum?
Yeah, I just have been the voice of God, just trying to get people to come.
Yeah, and God's done an amazing thing.
He has done an amazing thing here. Yeah.
Would you say that your trips coming here have been joyful?
Oh, incredibly joyful. You know, what's really interesting is that even with our brought our kids over, and they were working with the little kids, they kind of wondered what was happening. Was it any fruitfulness in it? And it wasn't a few years ago that Dennis Lum told me that those kids that they minister to are now coming into church.
That is so cool. And this is a remote area in the Caucasus Mountains. And the name of the city?
Or Chechenskiv.
Chechenskiv. And so it's a very small people group worldwide, 250,000 or something.
The Karachai, I think it's 150,000. And I believe, if Dennis Lum told me, maybe 30 Christians of the 150,000.
That's amazing.
Dennis Lum was the first one.
That's right. Which, what a great way to introduce you, Dennis Lum. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. So, Dennis Lum, could you tell us how it was that you became a Christian in really a Muslim community, right?
Ну, я вначале хотел поблагодарить братьев Джеффа, Дэвида, всю команду.
First of all, I would like to greet all of you and to express my gratitude to David, to Jeff, and to all of you, Fellowship Bible.
Да, для нас большая честь быть
For us it's great honor
одной командой
to be one team
для Господа
for the Lord.
И совершать Его служение
and to serve
везде, куда Он нас посылает.
Everywhere where Lord will lead us and send us.
И еще хотел сказать, что в начале, что
and in the beginning, I would like
несмотря
to tell
на все политические трудности между странами,
doesn't matter what happened in political areas, the tensions between countries,
Я счастлив, что мы такой народ.
I'm happy we are the nation.
Народ Бога.
We are the nation of God.
И что бы ни происходило между странами,
It doesn't matter what will happen between countries.
Мы продолжаем строить настоящее царство непоколебимого нашего Спасителя.
Build the God's kingdom. He is the king.
И я очень рад, что вот у братьев нету какого-то негатива по отношению, ну, к тому, что мы из России.
And I'm so happy. You love us. We are from Russia. And you вот. Accepted us.
И, конечно, у нас только одна любовь.
And of course we express our love too.
Да, по отношению к нашим американским братьям.
We love you and respect you and grateful.
Да, поэтому благодарю за все те годы, служений.
Thank you so much for all these years of the ministry together.
И даже на последний негативный опыт, что депортировали Дэвида.
And last visit when David was excommunicated from Russia.
Он продолжает любить нас.
He loves us. He continued to express his love.
Несмотря на наши спецслужбы, которые не очень красиво поступили, таким людям надо памятники ставить в Карачаевске, а их депортируют. Немножко мне стыдно, извини.
He was deported, I'm sorry to say that we want to build monument for you.
Если была моя воля...
In Karachayev, so it will be monument for David.
Да, главную площадь назвал бы я в честь брата Дэвида. Площадь имени Дэвида Файка.
It will be in the name of David Fike.
Вот.
Plus Fellowship Bible Church. Plus...
Вместо этого его депортировали как человека, который представляет угрозу.
Deported because this man was a threat.
Вот, поэтому прости нас, Дэвид.
Дэвид,
наших политиков.
For our politicians.
А теперь отвечаю на вопрос.
So right now I will answer your question.
Thank you.
Да, Джефф попросил быть коротко.
Джефф, you did ask to answer short.
Yes.
Да, поэтому я отвечаю коротко. Да.
So I will try to answer short.
Я выиграл в карты Библию, играл на деньги, выиграл в карты Библию, прочитал и уверовал.
I was a good card player and I win and got the children's Bible as a prize.
Я закончил.
And I came to the Lord.
Just by reading a children's Bible?
Да, это была синенькая порванная Библия.
It was really a blue color children's Bible.
That's so wonderful.
Она была порванная, да, ее было легко читать.
It was easy to read.
Да, я дочитал до места.
I do remember I started to read and
где Иисуса распяли.
Till the place where Christ went to the cross.
Расстроился. Думал, как же так?
Crucifixion. And I was so upset.
Думал,
Why?
Что на этом история закончилась.
Why? I thought this story will be ended.
Вот, я... Была мысль, подожди, книга не закончилась.
But the thought was, but the book is not ended.
Вот. Я же первый раз.
Because I read first time.
Это же как бы... Я карачаевец, а это не наша религия.
And because I'm a Karachayev person, I'm a Muslim, it's not my religion.
Поэтому Библия никогда не попадала в мои руки.
I never hold in my hands the Bible.
Но я перевернул страницу и прочитал, что он воскрес.
Turned to another page and I read, Christ was risen.
Да, и я тогда встал на колени.
In this moment, I kneeled down.
Вот. Я не знал, как правильно молиться.
I did not know how to pray the right way.
Да. И как мог, попросил,
and I did ask Lord,
чтобы Господь вел меня.
Lord will lead me.
Я сказал, что я верю всему, что тут написано.
And I said, I believe in everything what Lord, what is written about him in the scripture.
Да. Я помню, что все изменилось в моем сердце.
And I do remember everything changed in my heart.
Да. И таким образом я внутренне я почувствовал, что Бог со мной.
And I felt in my heart, Lord, you're with me.
Чего не было, когда учился в исламской школе в медресе.
And by the way, it's first time I experienced that God with me. Before that, I did study at school of Islam in medresse.
И вся моя учеба там.
And all these studies.
Она больше вопросов рождала у меня,
gave
чем ответов.
Me more questions than the answers. Mm-hmm.
Таким образом, я стал христианином, как оказывается.
Yes.
So later I did find I became a Christian, a believer.
В моем понимании я нашел Бога, был этому рад.
I thought I just found God, and I was so happy.
И начал этим делиться,
and
рассказывать.
I started to share with my friends.
Моей сестре, моим
I
друзьям, моей маме.
I told my sister, to my mother, to others.
Ну, то вот так все
so
было.
It was the story.
That's amazing to think about. Truly an unreached people group that God would allow you to win at a poker game. Poker?
Получается, вы играли покер. We played in the foolish card.
Но Бог в тот день дал мне победу.
But God gave me a victory.
Да, я выиграл все деньги.
I won all the money.
Вот, и Библию.
And the Bible.
Man. God gave him a winning hand.
That's right. That's a royal flush in poker terms. I mean, I don't know what poker is, but that's so wonderful. And now you've been married for 21 years?
Да.
21 years. And how many children do you have?
Сколько детей у вас?
У нас 9 детей.
I do have 9 children.
Два кровных.
Two our own.
И 7 приемных.
And 7 adopted.
Wow. That's amazing.
And the seven to adopt are just recent.
Yeah.
Младшему у нас...
The youngest one is...
5 лет.
5 years old.
Его зовут Даниил.
Daniel.
А старшая у нас Лиана.
But the oldest, Лиана.
Ей 20 лет.
20 years old.
Скоро будет.
Wow. This year.
Вот, она сегодня прилетит, вы ее увидите.
You'll see her.
Yes.
Meet her today.
And so your fellowship in the village, you are meeting in your home now, but you also have a building, and God has been...
Дома, у вас есть и место для...
Да, у нас есть и дом молитвы, и у нас
yes,
есть...
Yes, I do have a prayer house, and also we have...
Да, мы и дома собираемся.
And we gather together at home.
Вот, потому что иногда...
Because sometimes...
Для людей, которые уверовали,
it's much easier to gather together.
Лучше не привлекать внимание.
In the Muslim context, not to bring so much attention, but mm-hmm. feel comfortable in the
да,
home.
И приходить просто в гости домой.
It's just better to come as a guest to home.
Yeah.
Также у нас есть домики.
And also we have some cabins.
Где мы предоставляем возможность... Я их... планировал использовать как место как для людей, которые попали в трудную жизненную ситуацию.
We really built several cabins for the people who have difficulties in life.
Потому что когда у меня была такая because история, когда меня выгнали из дома,
this stage of life, because when I became a believer, I was thrown out of my family.
Да, мне негде было жить.
And I did not know where I will live.
Я еще тогда подумал, что было бы хорошо, если бы было
and
такое
thought,
место.
Oh, if we will have a place,
кого выгоняют из дому за веру,
for,
и могут,
for those people who will be cursed and denied from their family, so they will find a refuge place.
Ну, вот был случай у меня, когда and одной I, семье негде было жить, они у меня
and
жили
we had
год.
Already a case, a family, they do not have a place to live. They live with us 1 year.
Ну, как Карачаевец тоже, брат.
Also a Muslim who became a believer, and he lived with us 1 year, his family. Yeah.
Вот. И иногда мы пускаем туда туристов.
Sometimes also some others will come like tourists.
Вот. И, конечно, это все туристы неверующие, мы им проповедуем.
And we have opportunity to preach the gospel to them about
да.
our faith.
Недавно у меня жили, 9 месяцев жили чеченцы.
Just recently, 9 months I have to host Chechens.
Да, и это было, они все из полиции были.
All of them have been policemen.
Они всегда менялись.
They had turns, shifts.
И у меня было очень много времени им
проповедовать. So I had a lot of time to preach them about my faith, about my treasure.
Да. И они были просто в большом-большом удивлении.
They have
удивлении,
been surprised, amazed.
Что существуют христиане, у которых нет икон, крестов, попов.
So they will see the Christianity who does not have paintings on the walls, icons, some kind of other things.
Mm-hmm.
Да. Так что мы стараемся служить, я стараюсь служить этим людям.
So we are really trying to serve all the people around us.
That's beautiful. On behalf of Fellowship Bible Church, we have greatly appreciated your ministry.
И мы от имени нашей церкви очень благодарны за ваше служение.
Я очень тоже благодарен Fellowship, потому что, на мой взгляд, Fellowship — это одна из немногих церквей, у кого
мы
есть...
Мы очень благодарны. We are so grateful to you, because you are a unique church.
Хорошее, глубокое видение.
You have right vision, deep vision.
Вот, и одно из которых — это проповедь малым народам.
And you would like to reach small unreached people group.
Потому что для меня малые народы — это как
because
маленькая
me,
монетка, которая...
Small nations, it's like lost coin.
Которая потерялась там.
That is lost somewhere.
И можно сказать, да ладно, что это монетка.
Some people will say, just coin, somewhere.
Пусть и валяется.
Lost.
И есть большие народы, великие народы.
Because we need to reach big nations.
Такие, как американский народ.
Like American nation.
И много других великих народов есть.
Many other big, great nations.
Но мы маленькая монетка, мы маленький
we
народ.
Are just small nation,
нас всего лишь 250 тысяч.
Altogether 250,000 Карачаевс.
Но Господь, Он
but Lord
начал да,
started
искать эту монетку.
To search, to look for this lost coin.
И, на мой взгляд, во многом использовать церковь Bible Fellowship Church.
And Lord is using Fellowship Bible.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Поэтому мы очень благодарны, что
we are so grateful to you.
Вы проявляете интерес к таким малым народам, как мы.
To the small nations like us.
Yeah. Я хочу, чтобы примерно и церковь, Fellowship понимала, что мы живем в России, но мы абсолютно свой народ, у нас своя культура, язык, традиции.
In Russia, and we are part of the Russian system, but we have our own language, our traditions, our own culture.
У нас нет еще своей Библии, мы переводим,
работаем. We do not have full Bible in our language. We continue to translate the Bible into our language.
Да, поэтому мы еще в таком очень начальной стадии.
Kind of doing first steps in our faith walk.
Работы очень много.
And we have plenty of work.
Продолжайте молиться за нас.
So please continue to pray for us.
Yes. We will definitely be praying for you.
And we will, да, мы будем молиться о вас.
Спасибо, да.
So, Peter, I am so thankful for you. And all the translation you've been doing for us the last few days has been so, so helpful. As many of you probably know, Peter was just with us there at the Brentwood and Franklin campus. Right. Did you teach at both campuses?
No, just Franklin.
What is it you do at the Moscow Theological Seminary?
I'm blessed to do the ministry. Lord called me to do the ministry. In the present time, he gave me several tasks. One of them is to lead the Moscow Theological Seminary. It is a joy to be in the ministry because you see how Lord prepared leaders. And he is just using our gifts. We're all praying that every citizen and just person who live in Russia will hear the good news of Jesus Christ, respond to that, that every city will have an evangelical church and people will go to the church. But to have a church, we need to have a leader, to have a pastor. Without leaders, we will not be successful. So the need is great. I'm from the big nation, from the big country. The need is huge, but we are blessed. Lord is doing, I also will say, miracles. Miracles in the way he is building his church. And I'm so happy he's bringing all generations to him.
Hmm.
Old, middle age, and young people. So we also in our seminary have from all generations. First, I will say, in second generational leaders who have to study the Bible. Also, we have many other things. You know, for us, because before 90s, Bible was prohibited in Russia. We did not have right to do Sunday school for children. Children cannot go to the school. Many cities really did not have churches. So right now it's kind of first generation when we have to plant the churches, when we have to prepare the leaders, to train a new generation of leaders to be missionaries in our society. And everything exciting in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great to partner with the fellowship to see what Lord is doing in our context. And we're grateful to the Lord. Thank you for the partnership. Thank you for participating in prayer. By the way, I would like to continue for you to pray for the whole world, but also pray for the difficult places. People suffer. People sometimes kill each other. And all of us have to think and to take care of our soul and to be ready to be with Him. So, dear brothers and sisters, or dear listeners, listen to me right now. Take care not just about your body, but you need to take care of your soul. And to answer the great question, do I know God? Do I believe in Jesus Christ? What is my future? I'm ready to die or not? And what really value of my life? Why Lord gave me this life? What I have to do? What is your calling? All of us called to do something. And we need to know Him and to follow Him. Not just to be missionaries or teachers or pastors. Be yourself. Great student, engineer, teacher, doctor.
Goat farmer.
Why not?
Why not?
Why not? We need everybody.
Peter blessed us the other day, and so did David. We were able to speak at the local Calvary Chapel Bible College. And Peter, you said something that I just can't get out of my mind, and that was that our focus is to be on Jesus.
Right.
And all the other things. What was it? How did you finish that phrase?
If you came to the Lord, everything in your life will be changed. If you continue to know Him and you would like to others to let Him known because you have a treasure. Of course, we need to take care of many things and about family, about ourselves. In the same time, other things will be secondary compared to the first priority. Second thing what I learned in life, we have to learn to look as Scripture is saying, to be above the conflicts, above many difficulties, because Lord is above many things. It doesn't matter what political regime is, doesn't matter what real economical status or other things, or the healthcare system. We need really to ask major questions and right questions. Why we do live? All of us have some gifts. We know languages. We know the Lord brought us to some contexts. We have been born in some contexts and countries. Lord did this for special purpose. Mm-hmm. So may the Lord use all of us to know Him, to let Him know, and another thing, to enjoy the ministry, to enjoy the life. Mm-hmm. When you know Him and rest in Him, it is just beauty. It is wonderful. All other things will come step by step.
That's beautiful. Thank you. I have one last question for you both. We've been talking a lot for the last couple of days and learning so much from one another. And I'm just so thankful for this time because understanding that things, how we present the gospel, where we present the gospel, in the country we're presenting the gospel looks different. And so we have so much to learn from one another. And one of the things that I've learned is the way you all disciple one another and share the gospel is so beautiful. You were sharing that if you have a cup of tea with someone, you know them well enough to share the gospel. And I think that is maybe the most beautiful thing I've ever heard, because that's really what sharing the gospel is. It's sitting down, it's talking with people, it's caring about them. And so with that in mind, how can Fellowship Bible Church be praying for you in far as you being able to share the gospel relationally?
Спасибо за хороший вопрос.
Thank you very much for the great question.
Вот, я бы, конечно, очень хотел, чтобы вы молились о том, чтобы было больше новых лидеров.
I would like for you to pray so we will have more new leaders,
которые целенаправлены на проповедь
мусульманам,
да?
Especially to preach the gospel to the Muslim world.
Потому что исламский мир развивается очень активно.
Because Islamic world is growing.
Вот если говорить о нашем городе, то
just if we will talk about our city.
Радикализируется ислам.
Islam right now more radical.
Очень больше много появляется девушек, которые покрываются.
Right now it is a trend that a lot of ladies will put hijab or cover their head and not just head, face.
Да, и хотелось бы иметь лидеров, которые способны нести Евангелие. Вот.
And of course, we need leaders who will be willing to witness and to proclaim the gospel everywhere.
Потому что надо признать, это сложное, долгое,
I need to трудное say, this is служение. Long-term, difficult ministry.
Вот. И второе,
second,
хотел бы, чтобы иногда в таких небольших республиках очень трудно с работой, и из-за этого люди уезжают более.
In our part of the world, in small nations, we have some economical crisis. We don't have a lot of jobs. Unemployment is high.
И бывает так, что ты как бы вот у нас несколько семей, они уехали в более
and
крупные города.
A lot of young families will move to the big cities.
И как-то вкладываешься, думаешь, что вот будет помощником твоим, как-то будет.
And raise new leaders, and some families left.
И их трудно тоже в чем-то обвинить, потому что они ищут что-то для своих детей.
In the same time, we understand these families trying to take care of their children.
Да. И поэтому молиться о том, чтобы мы как-то смогли, Бог дал мудрость, mm-hmm. нам какой-то может наладить какой-то ну, бизнес или что-то в этом роде, чтобы.
So really, what we are praying right now, we would like for you to pray for us. The Lord will lead us to maybe to start a new business or something.
И через это тоже могли служить
so
людям.
So we will serve the people.
И помогать церкви местной.
And help
чтобы
the local church.
Потому что финансы тоже имеют
because economical issue also is important.
Имеют свое как бы, ну, значение, или как сказать, не знаю. Вот две вещи, которые
so prayer and finances.
Вот. Но во многом я благодарен вот Fellowship, что они научили нас удочку дали, или как сказать?
Да.
Да, вот не рыбу ловить, а ой, рыбу.
Well, I'm also grateful to the Fellowship. Why? Because they taught us and gave us really a road to fish. Not just they gave us a fish, but how to fish others.
Да, поэтому вот мы там гостиничные
so
домики
we started the kind of hospitality cabins or housing.
Да.
And it's really helpful.
У других братьев тоже маленькие бизнеса появляются.
And some others started kind of, you know, small business approach.
Да, поэтому мы стараемся тоже видеть возможности, которые дает Господь. И однажды надеемся вот на то, чтобы не только вы могли нам помогать, но, может быть, когда-нибудь и мы.
And we are praying, so not you just will help us. We would like to help you also. Maybe in the
да.
future.
Может быть, и мы когда-нибудь достигнем такого уровня, что
so we'll grow and we'll help you.
Будем участвовать в каких-то ваших служениях.
We'll participate in your ministry.
Amen.
But I would also think praying for, especially for Dennis Lam, because becoming a Christian in his part of the world is dangerous.
Mm. True.
And
true.
He walks around with a target on his back, and for protection for him. That he would also be courageous, yet wise.
Yeah, I'm so thankful you brought that up. Not just for Dennis Lam, but for Inya and the children, you know?
Yeah.
They're all under that. So it's important that we as a church are praying for their protection, their, you know, just God's providential care over the whole matter.
Да, я однажды в интернете был спор между мусульманином
Once
и христианином.
I saw the interview and it was a discussion dialogue between Christian and Muslim.
И я зашел в комментарии
I started to write a
и написал comment. Свой комментарий.
And wrote my own comment.
И я написал, что я из Северного Кавказа,
and wrote I'm from the Northern Caucasus.
Что я стал христианином. Много было комментариев, которые писали, что они из христианства ушли в ислам.
Because I saw how many Christians moved to Islam.
И так их много было, что я решил написать свой комментарий.
Too many comments about the moving from Christianity to Muslim faith.
Я не сдержался и написал, кто я, как меня зовут.
And I wrote, what is my name? Who am I?
Что я нашел во Христе.
And what I did find in Christ.
И всех призвал последовать моему примеру.
And I ask everybody to follow my example.
Сколько я оскорблений услышал.
How many curses I heard from, on this
Сколько comment. Обещаний меня убить.
How many people wanted to kill me.
Что я предатель.
That I betrayed my faith.
Но таких комментариев под мусульманами мы не пишем. Христиане не пишут.
But,
оскорбления
yeah,
там.
But Christians usually not curse Muslims.
Но мусульмане почему-то очень агрессивны к таким, как я,
Muslims,
которые
they're really aggressive towards
переходят из ислама.
People like me, living Islam.
Да, и поэтому я понял, что
so
я просто не написал... Я не написал улицу, где я живу, и дом не написал.
I did not put in comments the street name and the house number.
Да, я написал, с какого я города, не написал, где я живу конкретно.
City name.
Хотя один написал, скажи мне улицу и дом.
Yes.
В комментарии там, да.
Peter, we should be praying the same thing for you and Tatiana. I mean, it's a different context, but you still experience
right.
persecution.
Yes.
In a different
in
way.
In the same time, I probably will put this way. In our churches, I'm a leader of the Russian Baptist Union, and in this case, I will say, right now, last 2 years, every Sunday, our churches are praying for peace in the minds of people, in the hearts of their families, and peace between nations. Peace in the world can give only Christ. We are sad what is happening right now. We continue to be in prayer for you. We are right now praying also for you. We are praying for Russia, we are praying for all the nations, for Ukraine, and for the United States. Second, I would like to express, we are praying that all the world, including the United States, will have a revival, spiritual revival. Mm. Because people focus on many things, earthly things. Let us focus on the holy word, holy God, in ourselves, so God will revive us. To have fresh relationship with living God, with the God of gods and King of kings. And this is desire. I understand time is tough, difficult times. So, dear brothers and sisters, we continue to pray for you to be faithful in the place where he put you, us. Thank you for your prayers and support. And if Lord will lead you to come and to be alongside and help, we will be grateful and to him. May the Lord lead all of us. And we have to understand God's will. It's better to be in God's will than to do what we want to.
Mm-hmm. 100%.
It doesn't matter, but Lord will lead all of us. And how he used his disciples and apostles. Great way. So, dear brother, it doesn't matter what will happen in our lives. It's what we are happy with. We know that God is God. Lord is the Lord. Lord will give us this time of the years and the years really to be the people who know him and let him known everywhere. May the Lord bless you, fellowship, to continue fellowship with him and, of course, with us. Amen.
Amen. Well, thank you. This was wonderful. And we will be praying for you in fellowship. Let's pray. And let's partner, continue, not just financially, but as Peter so beautifully put, we should be coming and helping, coming alongside as David and Lori have been for decades. We're so thankful for all the work that you've done and what God has done here to be a part of it. So this is awesome. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Beyond Our Walls, a podcast from Fellowship Bible Church. For more information on our outreach ministry, visit fellowshipbiblechurch.org. We'll be back soon with another episode. Until then, let's follow Jesus together and help others do the same.